Hello, good evening.
Hello, yes.
Yes, sir, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
For what?
It's a brief survey, sir, on elections in the community. For example, my first question to you would be, are you Omar Morin?
Uh-huh.
Oh, great, sir. My first question to you would be is, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, great, sir. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislator, and other local offices in November, which is you're almost certain to vote, probably 50-50 chance, or you don't think you'll vote?
No, I'm going to vote.
Okay. And we would like to know, sir, just to make sure that you're over 18, what year were you born in?
Yeah, I'm over 18. That's what I'm saying, I'm going to vote.
No problem. And moving on, sir, what would you say your race is?
White.
All right. Moving on, sir. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Shit. The one that was stolen? Yeah.
Okay, so who did you vote for, Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
That answers the question. Like I said, it was stolen. It was a fraud.
Oh, well, just to be assured, sir, that this survey is being conducted for research purposes only and that all responses will remain strictly confidential. Would you consider, reconsider telling me if you voted for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
I voted for the one that actually won. The one that was the section was stolen from.
Right. Well, thinking about the election in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican, of course. Everything Republican.
No problem, sir. I want to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very unfavorable. 100 means very favorable. All right, any number between 0 to 100 is acceptable, sir. If you don't know the person, you can tell me as well. Joe Biden from a 0 to 100, sir?
A negative 100.
Okay. And
the worst president ever.
Okay, sir. And Ted Cruz from a 0 to 100?
About an 85.
Okay. And Morgan LaMontia from a 0 to 100?
I've never heard of it.
No problem. What about Donald Trump from a 0 to 100?
100.
Adam Inuhozo from a 0 to 100?
No.
I'm sorry?
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay. Greg Abbott from a 0 to 100?
About a 80.
80? Okay, sir. Moving on quickly. Well, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor? Would you say you approve or disapprove, sir?
Okay. Approve it.
Approve? Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. And would you say you approve or disapprove of the job, I'm sorry, Morgan LaMontia is doing as state senator? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
Not really.
Because you can as well answer strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. And moving on, sir, thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and your candidates were Democrat Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and your candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted.
Okay. Thank you so far for your responses, sir. If the election for U.S. House were held today and your candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom would you vote?
Myra, all the way.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan Lamantia or Republican Adam Inuhosa?
That one, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know.
Would you say you're leaning more towards Democrat Morgan Lamantia or Republican Adam Inuhosa?
I mean, I can't say either one right now.
No problem. No problem, sir. And moving on quickly. Well, if the election for Texas State Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, so which candidate would you lean more, to Democrat Morgan Lamantia or Republican Adam Inuhosa?
I'll just put it in a Inuhosa.
Sorry, sir?
Inuhosa.
Inuhosa. Okay, moving on quickly. Well, I'm going to read to you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and state Texas state legislator. For each one, I just want you to tell me how high of a priority the issue should be. For example, sir, supporting South Texas jobs and wages. Do you feel that's a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or not a priority at all?
Hi.
I'm sorry?
Hi.
Hi. Okay. And what about supporting public schools? Do you feel it should be a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or not a priority at all?
That'll be one of the high priorities.
Okay. And ensuring access to affordable quality health care, do you feel that's a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or not a priority at all?
That should be a priority, not a high priority, medium priority.
Medium priority, okay. And supporting reproductive health care choices for women, do you feel that should be a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or not a priority at all?
No priority.
I'm sorry, did you say low priority or not a priority at all?
Not a priority at all.
Oh, okay. What about this one, sir? Securing the border, do you feel it should be a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or not a priority at all?
Extremely high priority.
Okay, sir. All right, moving on.
I live in the border. I'm going to put this. I live in the border. I live 10 minutes away. I see what's really happening. I know what's happening. And I'm going to put it out there, and I hope you put it on your side or whatever. Nobody outside the Rio Grande Valley knows what exactly happens. Everything comes out in the news. It's not even 1% of what really is happening. I know, and I know firsthand, I lived it from both sides of the border, the American side and the Mexican side. I know what happens. So that should be extremely high priority.
No problem, sir, completely. Thank you for your feedback. Moving on quickly, sir, thinking about the elections this November, I'm just going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislator. I just want you to tell me after each if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. For example, the first one is a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ community. Would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Less.
Less? Would you say somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Much less. Okay. What about a candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban? Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
Did they ban abortion from Texas?
Mm-hmm. A candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
Okay, they voted to stop abortion, right?
And this one says a candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would vote for that. Like,
would you
abortion
say,
shouldn't be allowed.
Okay, would you say more like, somewhat, much more likely or somewhat
more
likely?
More likely.
Okay, would that be much more or somewhat more, sir?
Much more.
What about this one? A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
It is more likely.
More likely or somewhat more likely?
Not likely.
Much more likely, okay. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies? Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Less.
Less? Would you be somewhat less or much less likely?
Somewhat less. I mean, less.
Much less. Okay, no problem. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like that?
What was that again?
Yes. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate like this?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay, thank you so far for your responses, sir. We're almost done. All right, do you use WhatsApp?
Not really.
No? Oh, okay. All right, and I would like to ask you these last questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you think of yourself closer to the Democratic Party or to the Republican Party?
Sure. I don't think myself closer to nobody. I just look at whatever's best for everyone.
Okay. All right. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
All right. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
College. All right. Would you say some college or a four-year college graduate, sir?
I went in 5 years. I ended up graduating, but I went 5 years.
Great, great. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Omar.
Okay, sir. And, well, thank you so far for your time, sir. Would you be interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note you that you are interested in a follow-up research study that we may conduct to you, that we may contact you in the future? Would you say yes or no?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your patience and your time. Your answers were so helpful. Have a nice day, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.